This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll start with the Supreme Court's decision on health care. It's being hailed as good news for people without health insurance. But more than 80% of Americans do have health insurance, and more than 55% of us get it through our employer. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports on what the ruling means for the insured.
If you work for a company with more than 50 employees, and that's most of us, your health care will likely be the same in 2014 as it is today.
The great majority of employers are going to continue to offer coverage commensurate to what they've had before or better.
Michael Thompson advises companies on health care at PricewaterhouseCoopers. I asked him how the court ruling would impact the cost to employees.
It will continue to evolve like it has been evolving.
Meaning you will keep paying more year after year for your company health plan, but no more than you would have paid without the Affordable Care Act. Now, if your company health plan costs more than 9.5% of your income, you have a choice, says Karen Politz at the Kaiser Family Foundation. You can buy one of the new, cheaper insurance plans created by the Affordable Care Act.
If you do that, then your employer can be subject to penalties.
Penalties for not providing employees with affordable health care. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.